This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, you have to admit, even if you have absolutely no interest in politics, but if you have interest in entertainment, this week has been probably the highlight in terms of political events, certainly of the last, I would have to say, 12 or 13 months. What I'm talking about, obviously, is the president's State of the Union speech. CBS News came out the day after the speech, and they said that in terms of folks who viewed the speech, 75% of them approved of what the president had to say. In terms of asking the question, how did the speech make you feel, 65% of them said that it made them feel proud. And another 35%, that's a total of, 80-90% basically said that it made them feel safer, etc., etc. So what I thought was interesting is the absolute vitriolic emotions that came out not only while the president was giving his speech, but in the following day from those 25% of the people. Got Professor Alan Sanders with me right now. Professor Sanders is very definitely one of the true experts in our country on political events. Been teaching it for a long time. Prior to his tenure at the Jesuit University in New Jersey, he was a senior reporter for Time magazine, and I remember we got Time magazine every week when I was a kid. Having said that, Professor Sanders, how do you feel now that the speech is over and done with about Trump in general and about the attitude of the country?
Well, I think the speech was a very standard State of the Union speech. It's meant to be a unifying speech. It's usually a policy speech in which the president lays out what he wishes to accomplish. It follows a certain format. Basically, you know, the State of the Union is great. Every president says that. The fellow who came before me messed up or didn't do as well. Don't worry. I'm here. I'm now the president, and here is my proposal or my proposals to do this much better and to get the country moving forward again. That's the usual format. That's essentially the format that President Trump used last night. It was very standard in that way. But as you pointed out, President Trump elicits many strong emotional and sometimes vitriolic reactions to what he does and he says, and in large measure that's because of his personality. People understand that anybody can read a speech. They all do. All the politicians do. What they really care about is what happened before the speech and what's happening after the speech. And for many Democrats, what they have seen happening, they desperately don't like. They really don't like the policy, but more than the policy, I think they find that the personality and the accusations and the statements and the language that comes out of Trump is something that they deeply object to.
Well, and it is pretty easy for people who simply don't like him because, you know, for whatever reason to express those emotions because he is, as I've said numerous times, not a very good communicator. I have to say, Ellen, that I watched the speech, obviously, with great interest, and I thought Trump did a pretty good job, personally. And what I thought was really a disservice to the other side of the aisle is he made some statements during the speech that were really positive, in my opinion. And even when those statements related directly to the constituents or the folks from the other side of the aisle, they refused to give Trump any credit for those things. I think that was short-sighted on their part.
Well, it might have been short-sighted on their part vis-a-vis collaboration in Congress, but I'm not sure it was short-sighted on their part vis-a-vis their base and the people that from whom they seek support. You should recall that when the president started the speech, what he did is he laid out some of his achievements, and some of those achievements were deeply polarizing and deeply opposed by the Democratic Party. So regardless of how you feel about the tax bill, it was passed on a partisan vote with very little Democratic input. They were upset about that. And then when the president brought out the fact that one of his greatest achievements was appointing a Supreme Court Justice, Neil Gorsuch, to the Supreme Court, that really got the backup of the Democrats because they feel that that nomination and that judgeship was stolen from them by Mitch McConnell. So what happened is the prelude was something that really raised the hackles of the Democrats. And so when he got to things that they might have supported, such as infrastructure, the mood was already set, and I think many of them felt, why should we give him credit for having first told us, the bad news and now expect us to cheer us for what presumably might be good news? I don't think that set the mood properly.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, do you think we're probably at a, who's going to win in the long run? I'm going to forget all the polite banter here. We have a war on our hands. As you mentioned when you and I were talking off mic, you said, the depth of the anger on the other side of the aisle, for the most part, is unimaginable. The depth is so low. Having said that, what would you guess is going to come of all of this? Not necessarily just the speech, but let's talk about what I consider to be a civil war that we're in politically right now. How do you think it's going to turn out?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to turn out peacefully, that is to say politically peacefully. I think we're going to have lots of rancor, lots of anger, and it's ultimately going to be settled one way or the other, at least temporarily, by the midterm elections. What you've got is a president that is highly provocative. He's unconventional. And certainly his supporters and his admirers say that that's the good news. But there's bad news that goes with that, and that is to say if he's unconventional, the opposition will be unconventional too. And so just as the president uses strong language and personal attacks, what you're seeing from the opposition is very similar tactics. And so unfortunately, we've got a very polarized electorate and a very polarized citizenry, and that's affecting the policy debates. What we really need is a president who sets a different tone, a different mood. The policies don't necessarily have to change. The policies are whatever he believes and his supporters believe are the correct policies. But the language, the negotiations have to be conducted in an atmosphere of, I respect your point of view, please respect my point of view, let's see whether we can find some common ground. It's also aggravated by the fact that it's very hard to know what the president believes and thinks and is willing to stand up for. And we know that to be true because Mitch McConnell and others, Republicans, but certainly Mitch McConnell said so himself. He said, I'm waiting for the president to make up his mind so that I know what to introduce in the Senate. So what we first need is a president who sort of dials back the language and also a president who makes clear and is consistently clear as to what he would like to do.
Well, I think he's in a sense making it clear, although the clarity is somewhat becomes a little foggy when you look at the results as to, what is actually going to happen with some of his policies. And, and a good example in my mind is this thing with Afghanistan. I heard a speech, a fairly important speech a few months ago where he said, they're not going to know what we're doing. We're playing by different rules, et cetera, et cetera. That was a few months ago. We're not hearing anything about that anymore. And that, I think, that lack of communication, I think, is really a big problem, in my opinion. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing turns out, I do have to say. And, maybe I'm being simplistic or whatever, but I think we might be getting back, as much as a lot of people would disagree with me, with good old-time American values. Any comment on that?
Well, I think it would be nice, and one of the values would be, of course, politeness and respect, most importantly, listening. I don't think many people listen anymore. I think basically you're hearing slogans and not much discussion beyond the sloganeering. What you really need, and we need to understand that, is diplomacy and compromise and listening quietly. Sometimes you'll come out and you'll say something during a campaign, and all politicians will campaign, and you kind of know what they want to do and the direction they want to head the country towards. But when you get to the actual governance, you might find that you need to compromise. You can still insist on the direction you want to go, but that direction might have to take a little left turn or a little right turn along the way to the ultimate goal. Governance is the art of compromise.
Sorry, we got to take a real quick break. You're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to go back to some events that have happened in the past, similar to these.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Professor Alan Sanders. You know, Alan, before Alan was on the faculty of the university where he is active today, he was a senior reporter for Time magazine that spanned the Reagan era forward. A lot of people were very, very emotional, both in a positive sense and a negative sense, about Ronald Reagan. Did the war that exists today between Trump and the Democrats, was it that bad back in the Reagan days?
I don't think so, because I think it was a much milder and softer era in terms of political language and political attitudes. Certainly, Ronald Reagan was a polarizing president in terms of the policy, but he had a demeanor, he had a language, and he had also self-deprecating humor that made him a very appealing person to listen to and a very appealing person to negotiate with. The Speaker of the House at the time was Tip O'Neill, and they got along marvelously. They disagreed strongly on policy, but they understood that each was a human, each had a policy view, and not necessarily an evil view, just a different view. And so what you got was a softening of the edges, and you got a fair amount of compromise on quite a few things. And so that was a much milder era, and it certainly is an era that we look back upon, whether we agreed with Ronald Reagan or not, much more fondly. It just got worse, progressively worse. It got a little worse under the Clinton years, President Clinton years. And of course, now we're just at each other's throat, and that is quite unfortunate.
What's causing that difference, Alan?
Well, I think it's partly hardening of views. It's partly media. As you well know, the media now has many niches, that is to say, with the internet, with the social media, with the proliferation of stations on cable, you can find a particular point of view, and you wind up, many people do anyway, in an echo chamber, just listening to the same views, their own views, over and over again, and really not listening to other people. So the media is partly responsible, but I think that politicians have also developed a harder edge, a more I'm right kind of tone, and you're not just wrong, you're dangerous. Mm-hmm. And when we adopt that kind of tone, you're dangerous, that gets us into some very deep problems. I think the political dialogue, the political language, and the media environment has also contributed to this problem.
You know, I have to tell you, I've had quite a bit of experience in a different aspect of media, perhaps than yours, in the sense that I was kind of on the sell side, for lack of better terms, but I did it for a lot of years, and I did it fairly successfully. And the one thing that I realized early on in the game is what the media is really all about. It's about selling ad space. Subscriptions,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Doesn't matter so much. It's all about ad space. And I really think that that's, to a large extent, what's going on today. Would you agree with me?
Well, that's right. You have to make money. And the way you make money in the media is you sell ads. And therefore, you have to attract an audience. And one of the ways to attract an audience is to be controversial, to be out there, to be blatant, to be controversial. And it's a lot easier to – and you got to do that in a way that distinguishes yourself from the thousands of other media platforms that are out there. And because there are so many out there, that forces you to push the envelope every time a little bit further along. And ultimately, that leads to a harsher tone, a harsher politics, and more difficulty in hearing each other out.
Yeah, that I think is a real disservice to the American people, because anybody who knows anything at all about the news, anybody who knows anything at all about all of the facets of what drives the news, etc., has to admit that there is a huge difference, for example, between CNN and also between Fox. You know, never the twain shall meet. They're both playing to their audience. There's no question about that. And I have to tell you, being in this game as long as I've been in it, there are times when I find Fox News to be absolutely unwatchable, for lack of better terms, because it's so blatant. Mm-hmm. It's so blatant that what their viewpoint is. But what I find to be sad is a lot of people who are CNNers very, very obvious Foxers, those are people who aren't willing to listen to the whole picture. And that's what's happening in our country right now. We have no idea I don't think, from a factual standpoint, what exactly is going on right now. I really don't think we do.
Right. And if I can expand that a little bit to the political side of things, one of the problems, you see, you've got the CNN watchers and you've got the Fox watchers. That's what we can talk about the media. On the political front, one of the things that leads to harsher language is the fact that congressional districts are gerrymandered. Yep. They're gerrymandered to assure a Democratic victory or a Republican victory. So, again, that leads to more extreme positions. If you're in a gerrymandered district that's a Democratic district, you're going to play to that base, and there's no need to make a more moderate appeal. Similarly, if you're in a Republican district, there's no need to be more moderate to appeal to Democrats or to independents. So just as we have a factionalization of the media, we have basically a factionalization of congressional districts, and that leads to harsher language and harsher dialogue and harsher politics.
Yeah. And it also leads to, in my opinion, many, many negative inputs to what's going on in our country right now. You know, you have to, I mean, I think anybody would have to admit that after his first year in office, Trump did accomplish some things. There's no question about it. But I think the fact that, number one, people were so emotionally distraught when their gal didn't win the presidency. I mean, everybody thought that Hillary was going to win the election. And the fact that she didn't, I think, caused some real serious emotional damage to some people. I mean, how could this guy, how could this contractor, you know, beat our gal who's been working towards this particular office her entire life? You know, and I think until she got to be really angry, I thought that she was, quite frankly, kind of an interesting woman. I really did. I've read quite a bit about the Clinton family, and what I'm going to have to say now, the only comment I would make, is that you never know in some of the political books what's right and what's wrong. I think how they handle themselves from now on is going to point to the fact of exactly what kind of people they really are. Would you agree with me?
Well, I would agree with you, but you see, the problem that leads to so much of the controversy and so much of the anger and frustration is that we really had two winners in this last election, okay? The reality is that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. The other reality is that Donald Trump won where it counted in the Electoral College. Yep. So the fact that you had two winners, but only one of them gets to hold the office, whoever, of course, did not get the office, and the supporters of those supporters are going to be mighty angry because they're going into the political process now saying, "But we won," and of course, they didn't get the office.
Yeah.
So we are in a peculiar situation where we really have had two winners, but only one of whom gets the office, and that leads again to accentuate the arguments and the politics and makes it harsher and meaner.
And that exactly is what's happened right now. I agree 100% with that one. I'm going to have to close right now with Professor Alan Sanders by simply saying, you know what Trump said last night? God bless the United States of America. We're fighters. We can get through this as we've gotten through everything in the past. Alan Sanders, thank you so much, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. You know, I want to say one thing. The biggest story, perhaps, in my lifetime in following political events, for lack of better terms, is the one that broke just yesterday, and that is the memo from the Honorable Devin Nunes, Chairman, House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, United States Capitol, Washington, D.C., 20515. Two-page memo to the chairman, and I have to say, got Jim McKinney on the line with me. Jim and I are going to talk about this particular memo. The material outlined in the memo is absolutely terrifying because it not only implicates the Clinton family, rather, obviously, but it also implicates the former president of the United States, Barack Obama. I'm a bit concerned. Jim, let's talk about your overall views first.
Well, you know, Al, it looks to me, based on this warrant, this document, the one that we're seeing right now, that the Justice Department and the FBI went to great lengths to develop a counterintelligence effort, including spying on U.S. citizens in order to justify or in order to find information that was based primarily on salacious rumor and information that was unverified. And it looks to me like, and the biggest issue with this document shows a misuse of the process in the FISA courts, which for as an intelligence officer who spent tremendous time and links to protect U.S. citizen interests, but also U.S. citizens involved in, with foreigners, that it's an incredible misuse, and it paints a very clear picture of political bias in order to basically undermine a campaign. And yeah, it's sad, actually, quite sad.
Well, the thing that surprises me is I know back in 2014, 2015, my comment in general about the upcoming election 2 years later was that we're going to see just how much strength the Clinton family actually has. And I would have to say that when you stoop to, if this is proven to be correct beyond a shadow of a doubt, we're going to see that the Clinton family, in effect, really seem to be grasping at straws. And I have to say, most of the material that I've read in terms of background on Bill and Hillary kind of indicated that they were the kind of people who would do something like that. But I am still surprised, because I don't think that they are, I don't support them at all, either one of them, but I don't think they're stupid people. But I think they really, really went overboard on this one, Jim.
Yeah, it's hard to judge on how much direct information they have. But what we do know is that many, many people and many supporters have grabbed onto this narrative that the Russians were somehow involved and that the Trump campaign was in cooperation and collusion with different intelligence officials inside Russia to win the election. And it's based, this information primarily is based on these initial intelligence requests and media leaks, as well as this dossier that was prepared specifically for the DNC and the Clinton administrations and paid for by them, which has basically been unverified across the board and basically discredited. So their risk out here, that both the campaign, I think it was probably a part of what was happening. I don't believe it was the main effort at that point, but it then became the main effort to try to discredit this administration. That's my position, that they didn't intend to start off with this being, but it became an opportunity, and they were able to manipulate the media and try to build this issue is something important. And it was, people have just gone on fire with it over the last year and a half. And I think that was a huge mistake. How much they made it as a primary method, I don't think it was probably in the July, August, September timeframe of the campaign. It probably wasn't a big priority to make it happen. But I think what happened after the election is, here's the opportunity to undermine this president, the elected president, by the people.
Yeah, and I'm surprised they took that tact, because I realize this has been the prime focus. I mean, getting Hillary as the first female president of the United States has been the primary focus of that family's life for, probably the last 17, 18 years, or even longer, I would have to say. But this is something that I never thought they would stoop to, because it clearly is, and I'm not an attorney, Jimmy, you know that, but it clearly is against the law to do what they did. Am I correct in saying that?
It looks to me, and based on my specific knowledge of how you go through the process to release information, to do an application to spy on an American citizen, it looks like they abused that purpose. And that was with specific high-level people within both the FBI and Department of Justice. And they ignored information or withheld information from the court that may have not allowed them to continue that effort and not approve these. In fact, I would argue that with information that a political party had actually funded this research, that there is no way the FISA court, would have approved this information at all. And, there's in the document, and I understand you're going to post it here, there's some very specific things that they outline with the application that they used a Yahoo News article extensively in the FISA application by Michael Isikoff, which focuses on Carter Page's trip, and that the article, is apparently the information was leaked by Steele. So this is what you would call a very circular set of reporting. In the intelligence community, we are very concerned about that. You're concerned about hearsay from multiple people, and you have to get solid information out there to verify rather than the same guy telling multiple people the same thing. And that's what it appears they used. A news article is quite surprising to me to be in part of the application process here. So, yeah, it looks like they broke the law. It looks like when they went through this application process, they omitted specific facts in the FISA process that would have not allowed that spying. Now, Comey, McCabe, maybe members of the FBI thought that, well, there was enough smoke here that they should follow through with it. And my guess is that's what the Democratic arguments are going to be. Well, we had enough information here that we were very concerned, so we had to go through this process. That is quite possible. I'm sure in their minds they justified it that way. But the reality is it was spying on members of an opposition political campaign from the party in power. And that's something that our system cannot and should never allow happen.
Well, I mean, it's just a replay of Watergate on a much grander scale, but I have to say one thing. Technology being what it was back in the days of Watergate, they really couldn't have done much more than they did. But what we have today in terms of technology, this is actually the logical outcome, but it's exactly the same action. There's no question about that. Now, the question I have here is, and I want to get into more of this here in our next segment, Jimmy, because we're almost out of time here. Got to take a bit of a commercial break here. But this is, as I said earlier, this is, in my opinion, the most important event that's happened in the political history of the United States in my lifetime. I would say the Watergate was a pretty important event. There's really, you got a president, forced a president to resign. But the fact of the matter is this one takes it really one step farther, because Watergate didn't necessarily implicate the Justice Department or anybody else. This one does, and that's what is absolutely terrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Quick commercial break. Jim McKinney and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Josh Phillips. You know, we were talking in the prior segment more about what's going on with Trump, more about what's going on with the situation between, I would have to say, the conservatives, although I'm not really sure that Donald Trump is a perfect conservative, but I would say that he's very definitely opposed strongly to what the progressives are out for. You know, I want to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about illegal immigration, Josh. One of your reporters, Emily Akin, is actually an immigrant. She's from Turkey. She wrote an article entitled Illegal Immigration, a Center of Government Shut Down. Well, it is, but it shouldn't be. Give me your opinion on that, would you?
So I think there are two sides to the issue. One is that, I mean, of course, people want to seek a better life. We can respect that. Of course, these are hardworking people. But when your introduction to a country, your first introduction to that country, is to violate its laws, and also to circumvent a process that, you know, America doesn't let a lot of immigrants in, but to circumvent that whole process, you know, at the cost of whoever else, at the cost of American taxpayers. In New York, for example, they even want to start sending, you know, illegal immigrants to school for free, so that's on the backs of taxpayers. When it starts to impact American citizens in a negative way, when American citizens have to foot the bill for other people breaking their laws, I think that's a problem. And the other big problem is that, of course, these people, the illegal immigrants, they overwhelmingly vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. It's, of course, the Democrats who are giving them the free stuff, and it's, of course, the Democrats who are fighting for them to be able to stay here. Or, you know, for example, in California, even altering laws so that they can vote in elections and influence our elections. Now, I don't know if you ever watched Prager University's videos. They had an interesting video of, I think it was a woman from Venezuela. I might be wrong. But she made a good point that why do, you know, that a lot of these people come here because they're fleeing countries that were ruined by socialist politics. They're fleeing countries whose economies were ruined by socialist, you know, dictators or politicians, like in, you know, Venezuela or Lula in Brazil. And they come here and vote for the exact same policies, right? I mean, for the American people, I think this is an issue because we're importing the problems that have been shown, that have already been shown to damage other countries, and that, ironically, the same people who are being used, you know, as voters to push this because they're being given handouts by the people trying to do this, are left their countries because they're trying to flee those exact same problems. I think when it comes to most conservatives not liking illegal immigration, it's not that they don't like, you know, Mexicans or Hispanics. It's not that they're racist. It's that they're concerned about importing the problems that exist in those countries, you know.
Yep.
And also the destabilization of our own laws. That how can we have a country that's based in law if we're openly allowing people to violate our laws? Where does rule of law even stand in that case?
Boy, I gotta tell you, it seems pretty clear cut to me, and I've said this numerous times for the record on our show, and that is that illegal immigration, it's exactly that, it's illegal, you know, and I have no problem with immigration, none whatsoever. I just want to see it done legally, to say the least. Hey, one other thing that came up in the Epoch Times just recently is the Department of Justice Inspector General found the missing messages between the FBI antitrust officials. Here's a direct quote. Department of Justice DOJ Inspector General has located the missing messages between anti-Trump FBI official Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, according to letters sent to congressional committees on Thursday night and obtained by both CNN and Fox News. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with those letters. I'm not really sure that there's anything illegal about being a member of the FBI and actually not supporting the president who's under investigation right now, not supporting him whatsoever, but I think it is, for lack of better terms, not correct. I think you have to have a totally unbiased investigation team. And it would seem more and more every day, Josh, that that's not the case.
Right. So this is going to be interesting because Peter Strzok wasn't just on the Trump-Russia investigation under Robert Mueller. He was also involved with the Clinton investigation,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was also tied in with the whole, you know, dossier insurance policy, as they called it, scandal. So if you know, there were some recent texts, for example, showing that Peter Strzok you know, asked kind of flimsy question to Clinton because they were worried that if Clinton, they thought Clinton was going to become president,
mm-hmm.
and that if they asked too hard of questions, she would hold that against them once she became president.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they, you know, they're bringing back now, of course, the whole Clinton investigations because they're finding that Peter Strzok's involvement poisoned the investigation. Peter Strzok's involvement with, you know, the anti-Trump, you know, his anti-Trump text shows also bias within the Mueller investigation. So he has discredited the Mueller investigation, and allegedly with this new memo coming out,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, Republican senators are saying is bigger than Watergate. If this shows politicization of the FBI and other key agencies involved with this whole scandal, it's very possible that this could be the end of the Mueller investigation. Very, very possibly even some key people in the FBI could themselves face charges for perjury or signing off on, you know, documents used as evidence, for example, to get FISA warrants and these kinds of things.
You know, I made an interesting comment prior to the election back in November of 16 and my 17, sorry, and my comment had to do with, what am I saying, 16. And having said that, my comment had to do with we're going to see when this election, you know, when the chickens come home to roost, we're going to see just how powerful the Clinton family actually is. And I have to tell you, I think what we may very well see and what I'm hoping and praying that we're going to see is we're going to actually see just how powerful the Department of Justice in our country is, because it would appear from everything that I've seen, and I have to say that the majority of my research has dealt with, you know, issues like I discussed with Jasper Fockart, etc. I mean, and things I read in your paper, because I am a very avid reader of your paper, it would appear that it's damn near an open and a shut case against the progressives. And I think that the goodness of our country, the honesty of our country, is going to come through. And I would have to say that nothing would be more disappointing to me, Josh, than to see somebody like Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton to have it proven that they, in fact, did everything they could illegally to prevent the election from going the right way. What does that say about people like Chuck Schumer? I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty negative commentary on them, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, our research shows that it was a very, very large number of individuals involved with this. That, of course, the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for the Russian dossier. Obama was, of course, you know, involved with other elements of it. You had politicization of the FBI, of the Department of Justice. You had media involvement, media being paid off even by Fusion GPS, which created the dossier and also directed Christopher Steele to speak to the media, you know, about the dossier. Who took those payments? Was there reporting influenced by those payments? Was, you know, was the DNC involved in that? And then, of course, there's been, I think it was Donna Brazile, I can't remember the name of the woman now. Mm-hmm. There was a book not too long ago that exposed even that the Clinton campaign had bought control of the DNC.
Right.
I mean, the scandal in this is going to be very large, and it's going to bring down a lot of very powerful people, I think. And you're right, it is going to be interesting to watch the justice system in the United States do its work. Because I think a lot of us feel that we haven't seen good justice in a good while now.
No, I agree 100%. And I have to say that you can change moral values, or you can attempt to change moral values, you know, with some of the actions, quite frankly, that the progressives have put into practice for the last 8 years, one of them being, you know, illegal immigration really isn't illegal, it's okay, etc., etc. But, you know, I don't think you can change the morals, for lack of better terms, of the American people, and I think that's what's happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, also check out the weekend special that I did with Jasper Fockart, even give you more information, most of it in writing. Josh, you're a good guy. I appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.